Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Special agent in charge of the FBI in Pittsburgh, Michael Christman. Welcome to KDK Radio, Michael. I'm Larry. He's Kevin, but you probably know that.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Thank you for having me.
The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Who do they report to?
Well, we report to the United States Department of Justice.
And you put out, as a organization nationwide, a warning about the concerns of security, not only in our nation's capital for tomorrow's inauguration, but for state capitals around the country. Why?
Well, when you look at the volume of open source reporting and the concerning language around armed protest being planned around the country to include state capitals and the U.S. Capitol, it becomes very concerning.
And the FBI, it's a large organization, a very serious organization, very serious issues that you track. How do you find this information about things that could be happening at the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and, you know, in Harrisburg?
Well, we have a 24/7 command post established here with our state and local partners, and we're very focused on investigating any threats pertaining to the Western District of Pennsylvania, and we've certainly been very interested in identifying those Western PA residents who participated in the violation of federal law on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. So in pursuit of those two priorities, we've come across lots of open source reporting, lots of intelligence dissemination, and again, you see the vitriolic chatter online that is very concerning.
Some of these people have really identified themselves or implicated themselves by their own video posts, and family members are turning others in. If somebody has a clue for you, how do they reach the Bureau to make sure it's a vetted tip for you guys?
Absolutely. So we certainly ask the public to remain vigilant. And if anyone has a tip or information for the FBI, they can call 1-800-CALL-FBI or file an electronic tip at tips@fbi.gov. And likewise, I think if you're somebody that was at the U.S. Capitol or in the vicinity on January 6th and you have evidence of a federal violation of law, or you yourself feel like you may have participated in something that could be construed as a violation of law, you should contact the FBI. We have over 300 open investigations across the country, and I would tell you that several of those investigations are open here in the Western District of Pennsylvania.
And there have been charges filed here in Pennsylvania as well, so you've been very active and very busy. You're asking people to make phone calls if they have information. There's that saying, if you see something, say something. Some people are hesitant about that. What should go off in somebody's head before they make that phone call? You know, what should they really notice, or what should they be looking for?
I think I think being able to distinguish as to whether something is merely rhetoric, whether it's just aspirational, or whether they can see true intent in those comments that would indicate some sort of threat of violence. And again, if you see something that you believe is a threat of violence, we want to know about it.
We're with Special Agent in Charge of the FBI in Pittsburgh, Michael Christman. Concerns locally, what should the average citizen do as we kind of all sit and wait for the inauguration tomorrow and what may follow?
Well, again, I think being vigilant and reporting is very helpful. And I think it's also helpful if, you know, we take some responsibility ourselves, maybe to dial back the rhetoric. You know, I think in the last year plus, we see the volume of rhetoric and argument around politics has really been exacerbated, and I think we all need to take some responsibility in dialing it back.
That's a good point. And as far as Western Pennsylvania, I saw last week that there was no credible threat to any particular installation here. Does that still hold true for tomorrow here in Western Pennsylvania?
It does. No credible threats at this time. But again, we have a 24/7 command post where we continue to collect intelligence, conduct investigation, and assess the threat posture going forward.
I know the FBI is at the leading edge of the technology that allows you to analyze video, and so much video being posted from January 6th. I assume then it's because of that you've been able to compile this list.
It is. It's a number of things that help us develop investigative leads. But across the FBI, we've taken in over 200,000 digital images and videos, and we continue to assess those videos as we speak. And likewise, we get tips from the public. And you know, we've got an open cache of investigations where we've already been in the process of looking at people who we feel have been involved in making threats in the past.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence, I guess you could say, from the Capitol that keeps getting released via various news outlets and even on social media. I saw one person admitting that he was in row 3 of the pictures that you all released. And I assume that somebody knocked on that person's door. I'm in Michigan, I believe. Are you amazed at how easily people brag about their involvement in situations like this?
Yeah, they don't really seem to be that concerned that they were inside the Capitol. Is anyone in there going to be charged, or everyone in there going to be charged?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say everyone in there is going to be charged. But again, we have identified over 300 people that were in the Capitol. And we're assessing all of those for charges, and there are a variety of charges that can be filed. And I guess to answer your first question, it is amazing that that people would post those kinds of things on social media. But again, I think what we've seen over the last year has amazed us across the board in terms of what people will do and say behind a keyboard.
800-CALL-FBI or online at tips@fbi.gov. Special Agent in Charge of the FBI in Pittsburgh, Michael Christman, we appreciate your time and your team here and the work that you do. And by the way, your chaplain, Father Joseph McCaffrey, better known as Father Mac, says hello.
Thank you so much for your time, Larry and Kevin. Have a great day and stay well.
Thank you, sir.
Great information on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.